Hello and welcome again to the Matthew James Medium Hour. In the next hour, I'm going to be following on from last week's show, and I'm going to be discussing the mechanics of mediumship and self-development. I'm going to be going over true mediumship, characteristics of true mediumship. Plus, I'm going to be putting some plastic music on by Genesis, I think. There's going to be a couple of Genesis tracks. For now, just a little bit of Steve Vai. We're doing a lot for saying hi first. You say hello.
walking the fine line between pagan and Christian.
Hello and welcome again, everyone, wherever you are listening from. My name is Matthew James. This is the Matthew James Medium Hour. Now, the hour always goes quickly, very quickly, and I have to apologize to everybody who suggested a longer show. I wanted a longer show. I really tried this week. I really tried to put on a two-hour show, but sadly, the Blog Talk Radio schedule didn't permit me. Plus, my apologies for people who are used to a Wednesday night show. All I could actually get this week was this hour. But personally, I prefer the 7 o'clock to the 8 o'clock on a Thursday night. And I'm interested for anyone to let me know what their preferred time is, because I'm proposing to actually keep it up on a Thursday, and I'm keeping my mind on 7 till 9 or 7 till 8 or 7 until about 8:30, maybe a 90-minute show. It's really what Blog Talk Radio is going to permit me. So give me some feedback. Give me some feedback on Facebook or in the chat room or by email. Just let me know what your views are on the preferred time. I'm also going to suggest as well that people Facebook me or chat room me or email me with their interesting subject for future shows. Now, on Facebook, I suggest a public figure page, my public figure page, which is the Matthew James Medium page. It's MJ Medium, all uppercase, in the search engine on Facebook. You know the one at the top where it says search, and you look for people or you look for groups, and you put MJ Medium in capital letters there, it'll take you to the Matthew James public figure page. Let me know on there, either by PM or by comment, what you think of the show, what you think about the future for the show, the ideas for the show. I'm all ears and I'm all eyes. I'm open to suggestions, because what I was actually planning on talking about in tonight's show was going on from last week. Now, last week I covered the psychic senses, and I just went into the pineal gland and a little bit on the endocrine system. But what I'm actually proposing this week is to discuss the actual mechanics of mediumship. It's actually a series of notes or an excerpt of the notes from my Mechanics of Mediumship and Self-Development workshop that I actually offer to students in my intensive mediumship training modules. And I just want to follow on, and I just want to really just progress the mediumship idea in today's show. I just want to get the plugs over with, first of all. I want to let everybody know that I'm actually going to be on the Australian Psychic TV tomorrow night, which is Friday night and Saturday night. I'm actually going to be in the studio on those two nights. Now, we are actually on 4ME, and I believe it's channel... And my beautiful wife will remind me, what are the channels that it's on? It's TV for me, channel 74. We're also, you can actually stream it from the internet as well. If you actually go onto the homepage of Psychic TV, which is www.psychictv.com.au, you can actually watch a live stream from there. And it is a quality video from there, so it is well worth actually. If you haven't got the 4ME, if you haven't got free-to-air, going over there. I'm also an at-home psychic, meaning that I can sit in a chair in my front room in pajamas if I wish to, supping some coffee, taking calls from people over the telephone. I'm an at-home psychic this evening. And my PIN number is going to be 465. And I'm going to be available for readings from 11 p.m. this evening to 2 a.m. in the morning, which means I've had a pretty long, full-on day, with my first client being about 9:30 this morning. So, yeah, I've had a busy day. I've had a busy week. It seems very, very quick since last week's show. We've covered a lot of ground. I've been all the way through New South Wales again on my travels over the weekend, doing party bookings and doing one-to-one readings in a lot of my, let's put it this way, my established areas in New South Wales where we go on a regular basis. I'd just like to say hi to anybody and everybody who's listening from these areas. It was a superb weekend. I want to say a few highs and a few shout outs as well. I want to say hi to Chris. I want to say hi to Sean. I want to say hi to Gil. I want to say hi to, let's have a look, who else can I say hi to? I can say hi to Vicky because I know Vicky's listening. And basically anyone and everyone who's listening wherever you are, thank you so much for tuning into this area of the internet. I know the show stretches to the UK. I know the show stretches across the US. I know the show gets into Europe. And I know a lot of people enjoy this particular show. And also the other show that I put on, which is Conversations with Spirit, which unfortunately I was not able to broadcast this week. It should have been actually on our Tuesday morning. That was 7 a.m. if I've got the time zone, the time change right, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. I couldn't do it. We were actually on the road and I just could not transmit. But I am endeavouring to do a show next week if we are actually back. But there will be another Conversations with Spirit where I do actually take live calls. I do actually live mediumship readings in that particular show. Time is moving on and I really need to get onto tonight's subject. But I just want to just mention my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I've got all information on there on the types of readings that I do, how you can actually contact, how you can book the readings, how you can prepay for the readings. There's information on this show, Conversations with Spirit. There's also information on the Light of Truth Oracle cards, which are my own cards, which is my own work, my own concept there on the website as well. There's also a media page because I do have a YouTube channel with a lot of videos on there, a lot of training information and videos of live shows there. And there's also my blog, A Light in the Darkness, as actual access via the website to the blog. So please go over to over the website and have a look around. There's also testimonials there. I mean, there's a lot of information on that particular website, and there's a phenomenal amount of information on the blog as well. Now, I'm going to be playing some classic music in probably about 15 minutes. I always have music around about half an hour into the show, about the halfway mark. And this evening, what I've been doing in previous shows, I've been playing the classics. I did last week, I seem to remember, I played a couple of tracks by Paul Rodgers, one in his, when he was in Free and one when he was in Bad Company. And what I'm actually going to do this week, I want to actually focus on Phil Collins. So I've got a Phil Collins classic and I've got a Genesis classic. But this first part of the show, I just really want to just touch on mediumship and mediumship techniques and what a proper mediumship communication involves. And the first thing I want to actually talk about, and I'm just getting to the page, I actually want to talk about a mediumship technique that I actually use in live shows, in live demonstrations, in gallery readings that you guys in the US will understand. It's something that is actually called facial recognition. Now, facial recognition is a mediumship technique that I have used for many years. And what it actually means is that I'll have an audience of strangers. I'll have all these faces looking at me. I'll have an audience of people all scrutinizing me, wondering what's going on next. And what I'm actually what I actually do with facial recognition, I'm looking back at my audience and I'm scanning the audience. I'm looking at every face in the audience. And what I'm actually trying to do is recognize a face. No, not from my perspective. I'm not looking for, say, people are going to say, oh, yeah, he's looking for plants in the audience. He's looking for people that he knows that he's pre-selected messages with. No, that is not the reason. I'll cut that out right now. I'm working from what I'm actually calling soul memory. I'm actually working from, I have got people with me in spirit. And what they are trying to do is use my eyes. They're scanning the audience to recognize a member of their family or a friend or someone that they knew in this life. So the process is basically that the soul knows a person in the audience. So I've got a soul communicating with me, and they're wanting me to scan the audience until they say, there's my dad, there's my mum, there's my sister. I will then actually get a recognition. I will look at a person and I will have all the characteristics of knowing a person. But it's not me that knows the person. It's the spirit who is communicating with me. Now, this is a very subtle energy shift, right? And it is one that I recognized very early on in my platform mediumship days. I'm not one of these mediums that tends to say, can anyone take a job? I mean, let's face it, if I go stand in front of an audience and I say, can anybody take a job? Probably about 40% of the audience is going to put their hands up. If I was then to say, I've got a John here and he died of a heart attack, there's probably still going to be 50% of those. That's 20% of the audience with their hand up. And I don't work that way. I don't play the game that they call in elimination. I don't do it that way. I tend to wish to go straight to the person, straight with a message, and I generally know who I'm going to in the audience by this facial recognition. And what tends to happen is that I get an idea the minute I make a connection. The minute I make a connection with someone in the audience, and say it's a lady, say I'm looking at a lady, say she's got black hair, say she's got glasses on, I suddenly make a link. I will automatically go, oh my God, that's my daughter. What goes through my mind is, oh my God, that's my daughter sitting in the audience. And straight away I'll go, ah, I've got this lady's mother. Straight away I will go, I've got your mother here to the lady. And it is as instant as that. As soon as I get that facial recognition and I get that understanding, I will then say the relationship between the soul that I've got and the person in the audience. And the psychic sense that seems to be employed there is the claircognizance. The claircognizance, this art of knowing that you know that you're right. And there is also the clairsentience, which is where I've got the sense of the relationship between the two people. Now, what I tend to actually do then is get bombarded with other souls. Once one person knows that, hey, we can get through this guy and, hey, we can walk to our audience, we can get through to the audience, I will then have another one stepping in. And what tends to happen then is I will get the wrong information for the woman with the black hair. And all of a sudden she's going, no, 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 no. I suddenly know that, hang on a minute, I'm with somebody else. Somebody else has walked in. I'm scanning the audience again then. And I've got a gentleman, say, at the back of the room, and he's got grey hair with glasses, for example. And straight away I'll say, hang on a minute, I've got your son here because you're his father, for example. And the conversation then starts with the guy at the back whose son I'm just reuniting him with. Then in my mind, you've got the original communicator, which is the mother, and this son then interrupting each other. And I tend to go backwards and forwards between the two people. And I deliberately let that actually continue, because at the end of the day, I'm entertaining the audience. I don't want to be the monotone. I've got your mother here and she's this, and just focusing on one person, because I've got a captive audience here, and if I've got one person who is getting the message and I'm not interacting with anybody else, the audience is going to lose the plot and he's going to get completely bored with it. But if they see me prancing around and suddenly getting information wrong and jumping backwards and forwards between one and two people, it can happen between five or six people at one time. I can get five fathers coming through. And I actually did this in Perth. I did this in the Perth Conscious Living about 2 years ago. And I got four or five fathers coming through. And I had all this complication that, no, it wasn't your father that died of a heart attack, it was yours. Hang on a minute, I've got your father coming back in. And I would be recognizing this guy. I've established he died of a heart attack, and I'll get the heart attack coming in, and I'd be going to the person on the left. I would then get the guy who had the brain tumor. I knew I was at the lady at the back. I would then get somebody else that would have had the bad knees, which is the father with the lady at the front. And judging by the physical conditions I was getting, I was bouncing backwards and forwards through the audience, and I actually was in technically one message providing five messages to five separate people, but the whole thing was staged perfectly by these guys upstairs, that the whole audience was being entertained because I looked completely confused. I looked like I was jumbled up. I looked like I didn't know what I was doing. And then I was delivering these spot-on messages, the right message to the right person with the right father, and it had a huge impact. And it's the way that I actually prefer to work. I actually prefer to work by facial recognition. But it is one technique that I know I'm not the only medium in the world that will use that technique. And I'm pretty sure there will be people actually listening now who have seen other mediums or the reputable mediums working the same way. Other people will be understanding exactly what I'm saying because they will actually probably have experienced that technique themselves. It all goes down to also in your public life, where you can be walking down a street and you're minding your own business and somebody walks past you. You've never seen that person before in your entire life, but they look up, you look up, and you've got a total recognition with that person, an understanding of that person. And I've heard of so many people that automatically, without even realizing they're doing it, they're talking to that person, they're passing a message on in the street, or they're saying something to that person, they're walking away, the recipient of the message and that person are in a total daze going, what the hell happened then? That is another example of facial recognition. And it's basically one, it says taking a gulp of a drink. It is basically one. You've got to forgive me. I've been talking all day. So I do have a bit of a rough throat. So every now and again, I'm going to cough. I'll just let everybody know. I do talk a lot. It is basically what I call sleeping facial recognition, or it's a somnambulist medium. But I'll go into that in a different show. Just reminded myself, because I don't have any prompts this evening, that I do actually want to mention this year's Perth Conscious Living Expo. It is going on at the Claremont Showgrounds again. It is from the 17th to 21st of October, which is next Thursday to next Sunday. Now, I'm actually going to be on the Psychic TV stall, on Psychic TV stand, with the wonderful Amanda Hall, who is a phenomenal lady, fantastic with the tarot, fantastic teacher, good friend of mine and Chris's. We're going to be on stand P15. Now, we're going to be in the healing zone. We're going to be, when you come in to the expo and you have the reading room on the left-hand side, we're going to be on the right-hand side, somewhere in the middle on the end row. But P15 is the row that we're actually going to be at. We would love to see anybody who's listening from Perth come down and come say hi, come have a one-to-one reading with us. And I'm also going to be hitting the stage, not literally, I hope, on the Friday and the Sunday, doing a live show of demonstration of mediumship. I will be using the facial recognition technique. It will be in action. I will be doing two live shows. Joining me on stage will be Amanda, and there's also going to be Francis Bevan on stage with us as well, because he's got a stall at the Conscious Living as well. So there's going to be the three of us on stage, I believe, in at least one of the days. And it's going to be about an hour-long show, and I'm going to be delivering a lot of messages, hopefully. Hopefully, because you can never actually guarantee the mediumship. It is something that I always class as an experiment, because mediumship, the term mediumship, is a little bit misconstrued. Most people associate mediumship with getting something from spirit. What I want to actually do after the music break is actually talk in depth about mediumship characteristics. I want to actually go into what a true mediumship communication is and how to actually spot a true mediumship reading in an audience. I mean, the first thing I will actually leave you with is that how many of you have been to a gallery or a live reading? And there has been somebody on stage and they've been delivering a message to someone behind you, left of you, right of you, in front of you. And you've been looking at your phone or you've been checking your nails or you've been whispering to the person next to you and you've been extremely nonchalant about the message. Do you think that's mediumship? I think we'll probably get 95% of people putting their hand up. That is not mediumship. In the words of my old mentor, Paula Paradima, God rest her soul, bless her, she's a wonderful lady. That is not mediumship, because mediumship, when you get a message through from spirit, the whole audience feels it. It's a transmission. It's a broadcast. It requires the heart seed energy. It requires the heart chakras of every member in the audience. It needs that energy to actually be broadcast. So if you are in an audience and you don't feel anything from the message or you're bored with the message, that's not mediumship. Mediumship is when your heart is in your mouth and you're in tears and you're feeling for the recipient, you're feeling the message, you're living the message, you're experiencing the message, and the whole audience is captivated. That is when it's mediumship. It is absolute magic. Everybody catches everybody's attention. Now, how many of you have actually experienced a true mediumship message? I reckon there's probably about 30%, 40% of people putting their hands up at the moment who have seen live shows. So I'll just leave you with that thought and I'm just quickly doing some maths here, for about 10 minutes. So actually I want to start off with a Phil Collins even classic. So I'll be back in about 10 minutes, everybody. Welcome back to the Matthew James Medium Hour. And I say hour with a little bit of sarcasm. I want more than an hour, but Blog Talk won't let me have more than an hour. It's I can only schedule an hour, and I'm going to work on trying to get a 90-minute show or an hour show when the schedule permits it. So please bear with me, people. Now, just before the break, just before Genesis, Follow You, Follow Me, and Phil Collins in the air tonight, I was actually touching on what true mediumship is, what the characteristics of true mediumship is. Now, from the notes, and I'm not going to quote this parrot fashion because you don't want to hear me quoting it parrot fashion. I just want to actually talk about it. A mediumship, true mediumship, is actually a two-way communication. It is somebody from this world, it is somebody from the other world, from the other side, from another dimension. I'll get into exactly what mediumship is the philosophy of mediumship at the end of basically this little section. Now, we've only got 20 minutes left, so I promise to be quick. I'm sorry if people are taking notes and they're having to scribble extremely quickly. It can't be helped. We've only got an hour. Right. What I'm going to say is once the validation stage has been established and your client has acknowledged the communication from the other side, i.e., you've validated that you've got the grandfather or you've got the father, they died of a heart attack, they had bad feet, they had bad breath, they had bad personal hygiene, they lost the teeth, they were blind in one eye, or whatever it was, whatever the characteristics was. Once that has been acknowledged and you've validated that you've got somebody from the other side, then the information from the communicator on the other side, and remember the communicator on the other side, your message is only as good as the communicator on the other side. So if you've got somebody who is a shy fly or not very good at communicating on the other side, what you want to do is actually ask somebody in spirit who was a good communicator to come through and communicate instead, because it's no good me standing in front of an audience or in front of a client and I've got a dumbfounded, deaf mute or whatever spook, because I'm not going to get any message. But once you've actually got a good communicator, then the information of true mediumship is a stream of thoughts. Now, those thoughts are very similar to a normal earth plane conversation. The only difference is that the conversation actually occurs in your mind. And a typical dialogue would be, well, please tell my mum that I'm with Brother Paul. And I will actually say, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? She'll say, yeah, tell them about Brother Paul. And then I will say, well, what about Brother Paul? And this is the dialogue that's going on in my mind. Well, Brother Paul, he's the one that died in the tractor accident. So I'm then actually going, right, okay, your son here is actually saying that he's with Brother Paul. And Brother Paul actually is the one that died in the tractor accident. So the woman in the audience is actually going to say, yeah, I actually had a son called Paul and he did die in a tractor accident. Go on. I'm then saying to the guy who's communicating with me now, how come you've given your brother's name and not your name? And he might ignore that and say, well, remember the newspaper that was at the foot of the bed? And I'll then say, he's telling you about the newspaper that was at the foot of the bed. Oh, yeah. And you get the gist. The conversation is going on in my mind. I'm having the conversation with the spirit in the back of my mind as a clairaudient. I'm then passing the information on, the information stream on to the audience member. The information comes into your mind ridiculously quick. It is unbelievably quick. It's once you get into that stream, it's bang, 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 bang. The information is ridiculous. And if you don't keep up with it, you might get a message that sounds like Paul, newspaper, flat tire. And you're going, Paul, newspaper, flat tire. Because you've missed the bit in the middle. You missed the bit in the middle that says, Brother Paul. You've missed the bit that says newspaper at the foot of the bed. You've missed the bit that's actually saying, well, I actually died because of a car accident because I had a flat tire. And you've missed that bit. All you're hearing is those three words. And you're thinking, what just happened? So many messages, you get one-liners. Well, what you actually do in that instance, if it suddenly becomes like that, you treat it like it was a normal earthbound conversation and you go, excuse me, can you please repeat yourself? I missed that conversation. Can you slow down? The dialogue's going on in your mind. And generally, you'll get that information back. You can then say, oh, yeah, he had a flat tire in his car. That was when how he died. He's talking about the newspaper at the foot of the bed. That's basically the two-way communication and how it actually occurs in my mind anyway. I'm not saying it happens to every medium. It's the way that I've chosen to work and it's the way that they've chosen to communicate with me. Now, point two, your client can actually ask you questions. They'll say, well, have you got my grandfather there? Have you got him there? Yeah. Can you ask him what happened to the keys, or can you ask him what happened to the green car? Generally, I'm saying the keys are lost, just as the question's been asked. Because what's actually happening is you'll find you're already answering the question before they are asked. Because as the communicator, will have telepathically detected what a client's question is. In other words, the whole human race, whether in body or out of body, is telepathic. I mean, it's a scientific fact that ants, donkeys, monkeys, budgies, parrots, fish, you name it, they are all telepathic. They have got a group soul, or they've got an oversoul, or they've got a group mind, and they communicate with each other silently, telepathically. We've got virtually the same DNA as all those creatures. So therefore, if they can be telepathic, so can we. And basically, it's all about telepathy. But you're telepathic between consciousness. We're all one consciousness. So it doesn't matter if you're in body or you're out of body. There's still a consciousness. The consciousness is eternal. Therefore, consciousness is always telepathically linked. So if you've got a client asking you a question, Grandad knows that question because he's heard it telepathically. Now, some would say, well, how come he doesn't talk directly to his daughter? Why does he have to come through you? Because a daughter might not be able to tune into the frequency of grandfather's signal, whereas I have tuned in and I can convey the message. That's a simple answer to that. Now, point three, the thoughts and the images generated by the communicator on the other side will actually appear randomly and independently of your own thoughts. You are not creating these thoughts. You are not manufacturing these thoughts. These thoughts suddenly appear in your head. They're there, but you don't have a precognition or a pre-thought of what you're going to actually say. If you are generating a thought, if you are preempting a thought, then it's not mediumship. It is not mediumship, I'm sorry. I mean, again, it's like a Paula Paradigma overshadow here. She's saying it can't be mediumship if you are thinking it. Mediumship comes separately, externally. It is using your brain. Your brain is like the bank where you put the money in. And you are then given, it's like there's a monetary transfer going on, and you are like the middle. You're the medium. Medium means middle. Medium means you are the middle between the small on in spirit side and the large on the earth plane. I wasn't going to quite put it like that, but it is a good example. The small, medium, and large. Medium's always in the middle. We are the one that's in the middle. There is the human and there is the spook, and we are the medium, the middle, the communicator. That's what mediumship means. If you are delivering, I'm seeing a bush and I'm seeing a door, that's not mediumship. That is one of the psychic senses. Generally, the psychic clair senses are not adopted during the mediumship communication. The mediumship communication is truly a direct thought experience. The clairs, the five psychic senses, the clairvoyance, the clairaudience, the claircognizance, the clairalliance, the clairsentience, all those clairs, they are used primarily to make the connection between the earth plane and the spirit world. It's the dial-up. It's the translation. If there is any of those senses going on during that direct thought communication, that's not the mediumship. The mediumship is that where you are exchanging exactly what's being said to you and you're passing it forward. And generally, you go into a trance-like state and you do not remember or are aware of what you're saying. It comes out as a big waffle. It comes out as a big verbal diarrhea, basically. And there was a medium in the UK that we used to call the Gatling Gun because she used to talk so quickly. And it was pure mediumship. It was just a big whoosh. It'd be like 2 minutes. And normal person, it would be about an hour of conversation. It would just come out, whoosh. That's true mediumship. I believe that might have been Jane Everett. I can't remember, but there was somebody called the Gatling Gun in the UK. The first connection is generally a subtle pressure at the base of the the skull. Now, the psychic senses are the translators of the information being received from the spirit world. We touched on this last week. A first connection is generally a subtle pressure at the base of the skull or a series of high-pitched sounds in the ears. We touched on this last week. The information then has to be processed for the connection to be made. Again, we touched on this last week. Now, the final note here of what a true mediumship communication is like is you will know precisely who is communicating with you from the spirit world. You know who it is. There will be no, they are saying this or they are saying that. There will be no, has your mother passed? Yes, my mother's passed. Oh, I thought so because I've got her here. You're actually saying, I've got your mum here. There's a difference. You're not asking a question. You're making a statement because you know the mother's there or the grandfather's there. The information will generally be 90 to 100% correct. Now, the only thing that is actually wrong is either the recipient's knowledge of the events that they don't know anything about it, any of those inaccuracies, or the fact that you might have Auntie Doris who had Parkinson's disease and her memory was terrible, or you might have Uncle Jack who had dementia and he used to waffle and waffle and waffle. That point where the information is inaccurate, people will then remember Auntie Dar or Uncle Jack or whoever for that ball. Plus, you might have, for example, Auntie Florence. And I'm just pulling names out of my hat. And no doubt people are saying, hang on a minute, I have that name. I know that name in spirit, but I'm not going into that here. You might have somebody who is a compulsive liar. And you might have somebody coming through with absolute lies. It's still that mediumship communication. It's still 100% accurate by it being inaccurate if you've got somebody in spirit coming through who was a liar on the earth plane. I'm sure everybody sort of catches me drift on that, and I'm sure people are understanding what I'm actually saying as far as true mediumship is concerned. And I'm pretty certain that there are a number of people listening who have seen mediumship and have seen examples of true mediumship, and they're nodding their head and going, oh, I remember that show a few years back, and yes, it was, I've got your mother here, I've got your father here, and there was no questions being asked. I'm sure there's people also who had the bad experiences where you've had the faltering medium on stage and the person who thought they were delivering mediumship or the person who's been wrongly informed what mediumship is. I mean, unfortunately, we're in an industry that people think that mediumship is they are telling me this and they are telling me that and they are showing me this and they are showing me that. I'm very sorry to pee in a lot of people's bonfires who might be listening. That's not mediumship. It is just the first or second steps on the way to what true mediumship is. Mediumship is one of the most misunderstood, cliched word in the psychic world. And I always remember something that Paula said, that a very good clairvoyant can be just as good as a very poor medium. Not everybody's destined to be a medium. Not everybody's destined for that direct thought transmission. They can give us good information just by being a clairvoyant. But what I remember Bug Paula and what I've got gripes about is the people that are calling themselves mediums who are clearly a clairvoyant or just a very good psychic. And they're getting information from a person by proxy, psychic comes from psyche. Psyche means from self. And a bloody good psychic can get some convincing information that they are dealing with the spirit world. And unless that person who is receiving the information or the psychic is aware, if they are unaware of it, you've got to be mindful of the differences. Now, it's all been put under one big banner, under one big flag, that it's all mediumship. It's not. Take it from somebody who basically has been a medium his entire life. I mean, since I was four, I mean, all right, it's not professionally, but I've communicated with these guys on the other side since I was a four-year-old, and you have to build a relationship up with them on the other side. They don't give it to you overnight. It's all about the plastic tea service that Paula was all adamant about. The plastic tea service, they will not give you mediumship. They will not give a fledgling. They will not give an inexperienced person mediumship. It's too risky. Souls and people's lives are involved here. They will only give you that juicy, responsible information once you prove to them what on the other worlds you are responsible for the information that you are given. And responsibility is that you look at that person's soul in front of you and you deal from soul to soul, and you do not use human ego. Human ego is, I'm a medium, I'm a clairvoyant, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. I've got to admit, my personal thing is I do not like pigeonholes, but that's my personal viewpoint. I have to, unfortunately, put medium and clairvoyant on adverts so people know what I do. I use it regrettably, because I do not like tags and banners. For years I was clairvoyant and medium, because I hold my hand up, I was predominantly a professional clairvoyant with the occasional mediumship message. It is now shifted the other way. It's so much mediumship, it is unbelievable. Virtually every client that sits down in front of me, virtually every person who has a phone or a Skype with me will get mediumship. But the mediumship is probably only 2% of the messages that I give. The rest is the build-up, that is the validation, is that side of it. 2% of it is mediumship. That's where you have that two-way and you have the flow and you have all that information actually coming through. It is 2%. It is not 100%. And that is very important to realize, because it takes so much effort organizing, tuning in energy to get that absolute clear channel coming through. It is rare. Like I say, it's 2% of the time. 2% of medium messages, clairvoyant messages. Now, we've got about 4 minutes. I just quickly want to read this little bit about the philosophy about mediumship. Mediumship and other extrasensory communications are basically a form of telepathy which the entire collective of universal consciousness uses to communicate with its myriad of aspects. As human beings, we exist in a reality where this basic form of communication has been suppressed. By utilizing our physical vehicles to a greater degree, we increase our ability to negate the suppression and reinstall this type of communication. A simple definition of mediumship is a two-way communication with another dimensional being. The most common comprehension of another dimension is what us humans have learned to accept, the spirit world, or the place our loved ones go when they depart this realm. But there are many other realms that confer with us in this way. Now, that is actual direct from my workshop notes, and we are now down to less than 3 minutes. So I'm actually going to want to thank everybody who has actually listened to the show this evening. My apologies to people in the switchboard. I've not been able to get round to you. I can't get round to you in an hour show, unfortunately. When we've got a longer show, like a 90-minute or a two-hour, I will take live calls. I will do live mediumship demonstrations or clairvoyant readings for you. Now, just for now, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening this evening. It's always a pleasure to actually get the phenomenal feedback I get on Facebook. I just want to remind everybody that you can listen to this again from the archives. Use the same show link when this show ends, and you can actually access this from the archives. You can download it onto your computer whenever you wish to. Next week's show, I'm actually want to talk about making connections. My lovely wife has just reminded me there won't be a show next Wednesday night or Thursday night. I'm actually in Perth. I'm going to be at the Conscious Living Expo. So we will be returning in 2 weeks. And I actually want to talk about mediumship, the golden rules. There's a load of golden rules that I actually want to go through. And I actually want to go into it in a little bit further depth. So for anyone who's interested, catch me on Psychic TV tonight, pin number 465. The website is www.psychictv.com.au. I am on Psychic TV Friday, Saturday night this week as well. So tune into 4ME, tune into the channel, or watch it on the website. Until next week, everybody, thank you so much for listening. My webpage is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Anyone who's interested in an in-depth reading, Skype, one-to-one, phone, video readings, go over to the website and explore the website. So until next time, everybody, goodbye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.